All right, City Council, come to order. It is still Wednesday, July 13th, 2011, and we're in 2 p.m. session. Carla, can you please call the roll?
Altman?
Here.
Leonard?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish? Adams?
Here. Quorum is present. We shall proceed. Can you read the title for 2 p.m. time certain?
Item 735. Adopt the Innovation Quadrant District Transportation System Development Charge Overlay Project Report, establish a fee schedule, and amend code effective November 1, 2011.
Commissioner Dan Saltzman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I must recuse myself from this decision-making because I have economic interests in property inside the proposed overlay district. So I will leave and be back at 3:15.
Great. Thank you, Commissioner Saltzman. Staff, please come forward.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ms. Oppenheimer. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
Good.
Good afternoon. I'm Shoshana Oppenheim from the Bureau of Transportation. The matter on the agenda today is part of work that the Bureau and the city have been doing since 2009 to establish the funding strategy for the Portland-Milwaukee Light Rail. As you may remember, we met on April 6th, where Council adopted the funding IGA with TriMet, committing the city to $55 million to contribute to the Portland-Milwaukee project. The City Council also accepted the staff recommendations related to the overlay district that we're here to discuss today and resolved to implement the SDC overlay. Also, you directed the Bureau of Transportation to notice today's hearing, and because of the importance of today's hearing, we sent a notice to all affected property owners within the overlay district. We also attended several neighborhood meetings, including the Hossford-Abernathy Neighborhood Association meeting, Brooklyn Action Corps, the Hawthorne Business Association, Division Clinton Business Association, a Portland-Milwaukee Light Rail Clinton Area Open House, a Portland-Milwaukee Light Rail Ped and Bike Community Meeting, the Central East Side Land Use Committee, as well as the Central East Side URAC. We are also invited by OMSI to attend a meeting that they put together of stakeholders in the Central East Side. Our efforts were to discuss the changes of the program and the impact of the fee on various properties within the overlay district and to inform the community of today's hearing. You may remember there was a pretty robust discussion about some elements of today's ordinance, and we've included those elements in today's ordinance. Those included having the overlay district expire at 20 years or when we receive revenue of $14.2 million. We also included that any changes to the project list be brought back to council. Do you want to show this slide? So basically, here we are today at today's council hearing. There'll be a second reading on July 20th, and there, we'll start the protest period, and the implementation is scheduled for November 1st. I would like to introduce our invited guests. We'll highlight the importance of the overlay district. Michael Tevis, who is the owner of the Ford Building at 11th and Division. Paul Carlson from OMSI and Mark Gregory from PSU. So if you gentlemen would like to come up.
Welcome. I think welcome back for most of all of you.
Didn't know you got us all at the same time.
Michael, do you want to start?
Sure. Mayor Adams, members of the City Council, thank you for giving me an opportunity to speak to you today. My name is Michael Tevis. I live in Northern California, but have invested in the Southeast beginning in about 2006. We currently own about 125,000 feet of commercial space located on Southeast Division Street between 12th and 8th, just around the corner from the proposed Clinton and 12th light rail. and just across the train tracks from the bicycle highway, I'm happy to say. Over my 15 years in development, I've acquired and developed over 1 million square feet of commercial industrial space and residential space. I'm giving you a little context for my opinion here. In over 15 jurisdictions, many of them in Northern California and some in Oregon. Of all those jurisdictions, the city of Portland is the best to deal with. And it's definitely my favorite jurisdiction to work within. So I want to thank you guys for that first and foremost, because I feel you guys do a lot of things very well here. And having processed other projects in the past, I know that it's much more normal that to receive criticism than support. So
you can talk as long as you want.
So I am a supporter of the light rail. I'm supporter of parking. I'm supportive of alternative forms of transportation like bicycles and walking. All these forms of transit are within 100 yards of our projects in the southeast. We believe in offering affordable space that provides opportunities for artists, for startups, for small businesses and small retailers to prosper and thrive. In fact, our community of over 80 tenants in the Ford buildings and the buildings around it are in fact thriving, and they're doing well. The Milwaukee line and bicycle highway will just further enhance this opportunity. As you know, developers do not like fees. But in this case, from my perspective, we're willing to pay fees and fee increases when we see the benefit. Very clearly, I think the city of Portland has put its money where its mouth is and is providing infrastructure at a tough time to make these types of decisions to spend money. I again support you for that because it's going to create jobs and it's going to create new opportunities. This system, which will link our really greater neighborhood to the downtown and to Milwaukee, is going to do nothing but positive things. I think that the other thing that is worthy of consideration from a developer's perspective is transit hubs should have associated transit density. So while paying to play is worth it from a developer's perspective, this isn't the time that you're going to consider this matter, but I'm taking it as an opportunity to ask you to consider. Over time, properties within a walking distance, a half mile or so from these transit hubs that are being newly created by the light rail, I think should be considered for higher and better uses than one-story industrial warehouses. We think that that would benefit the community in that district. I appreciate that it's a tough position that the council is in, but you guys have done this before, and I just want to show that our support is strong and steadfast. We've invested heavily in our buildings, and we're continuing to renovate and invest in supporting entrepreneurialism and new businesses. We think investing in the Central East Side makes sense. We continue to believe that. And I thank you for the opportunity to present our position.
Thank you, and thanks for being in turn. You've earned it. Thanks for being the quality developer, investor, manager, and owner that you are, among other things, of the Ford building. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor and commissioners, thank you for having me. I'm Mark Gregory. I'm acting vice president of Portland State University. And I'm here today to say that Portland State University is a strong supporter of light rail and closing the streetcar loop. In fact, we're a strong supporter of everything that's on the project list related to this TSDC. I travel around the country and I talk about Portland and I talk about Portland State, and the thing that everybody asks me after I get off stage talking about our city and our university is, how did you achieve the transit numbers that you achieved, the bike use, the pedestrian use, the light rail use? And I say, you know, we have a fantastic system. And over the years, we've made the necessary sacrifices to build a fantastic system and think it through and we have great partnerships in the city of Portland that make it all happen. And this is another one of those decision points. I know that Portland State, we are a developer and we will pay this fee. We intend to grow by about 4 million square feet over the next 25 years, which is almost a doubling of the physical campus. We'll be serving another 20,000 students, and we'll be doing probably four times as much research as we do today. We need to continue this long-term vision with regard to transportation, and the TSDC overlay zone is a way to make it possible. And so I'm here to just express Portland State's full support, and thank you for your vision thus far.
Thanks for being a great partner. It wouldn't happen without your support. Sir?
Yes, Mayor Adams, Commissioners, my name is Paul Carlson. I'm a Senior Vice President for the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry. We, too, are here to endorse this project, the Transportation System Development Overlay District. I've been privileged to represent the museum on the Portland Streetcar Advisory Committee, the Portland to Milwaukee Light Rail Advisory Committee, and the Citizens Committee related to the transportation system development charges. As you know, our property will be the nexus of both streetcar and light rail extensions, and we have very ambitious plans, as PSU does, for the development of our property. And we see that this transportation nexus is critical to the growth of our museum and very important to the development in the lower Central East Side. So we strongly support the funding for light rail, which is going to be critical to our future growth. For the streetcar project, which we sincerely hope will include the Close the Loop project, for the relocation of Water Avenue, which is essential to ensure good transportation both in and out of the district for our visitors and also for freight movements. So finally, we offer our strong support for the TSDC overlay financing mechanism. As with PSU, we expect to have major development. We will be subject to this fee, but we believe that the benefits outweigh the additional cost. Thank you.
Thank you. That's it. Questions from council? Discussion from council? Thank you as well. And as a to-be developer, we're excited about the vision of OMSI, right adjacent to hopefully soon we'll have the full amount of money we need to make the connection for the full loop. So thanks as well. All right. Discussion from council? Questions from council? Is there more presentation? Does anyone wish to testify on this matter?
No one signed up.
All right. This is a non-emergency ordinance, so it...
Before you move on, then.
Yeah. I was going to say...
Just looking for a nod in the audience. We had some concerns about the sunset, which is in the ordinance, and the list of projects, which is also in the ordinance. So am I taking it from the lack of testimony that the neighborhood is satisfied, that that hand is reasonably satisfied? Or did you want to come and testify? I don't know that you closed public hearing yet. Sorry to put you on the spot, but as Linda's coming up, I'd like to mention that I very much appreciate the public involvement assessment that was included in the document. It was very thorough. I could see what was done. And I realize you're not testifying on behalf of anybody, but I just wanted, since you're here.
Yes, I think the neighborhood is, again, I can't speak in a formal way.
So just give your name for the record.
Linda Nedekoven, and I'm acting chair of the Hosford-Abernathy Neighborhood Association. I know that concerns continue. The only concerns I'm aware of are, again, impacts on some of the smaller property owners in the Central East Side. I know you received a letter from the Urban Renewal Advisory Committee, which I was attending. So those concerns have been discussed at the Neighborhood Association level as well. Just wanting to make sure that we're not impinging on the abilities of folks who have been there a long time to do smaller scale things in terms of their improvements or expansions. And there's quite a bit of concern that comes from that part of the business community.
Okay.
And we try to be receptive to those concerns.
Thank you very much. I apologize again for putting you on the spot, and thank you for being here. And knowing that the project staff, both Shoshana and Art Pierce, I'm sure that the neighborhoods will continue to be involved. And as with all the things, most of the things that we do, it can have other iterations as we move forward and we see how it works. We did receive a letter from the Portland Business Alliance also expressing some concerns. So I know the mayor's always looking for continual improvement and continual evaluation. So I'm comfortable moving forward with it. Thank you.
All right. We'll move forward to a second reading and vote next week, and we're in recess till 3:15. Can you all take a look at that? That's the draft for it. Shouldn't be